Understand the deep logic of Greek hero stories, why heroes leave normal life, face chaos, seek glory, suffer because of power, and often return changed. Greek myths are not only old adventure stories, they explain how ancient people thought about courage, danger, family, power, fate, and the gods. At the center of many myths is the hero, a person stronger, braver, or stranger than ordinary people, but still human enough to suffer. A Greek hero is not always morally good in the modern sense. Some heroes are proud, violent, selfish, or reckless. They may save a city, defeat a monster, or complete an impossible task, but their victories often carry a heavy price. Warm up. When you hear the word hero, do you imagine a good person, a brave person, or a powerful person? Can someone be heroic and dangerous at the same time? Why do so many old stories send the main character away from home? Which Greek hero do you know best? Heracles, Achilles, Odysseus, Perseus, Theseus, Oedipus, or someone else? The first important idea is that Greek heroism is complex. A modern hero is often expected to be kind, selfless, and clearly good. A Greek hero is different. The hero is exceptional, but exceptional power creates danger. Achilles is magnificent in battle, but his anger brings suffering to many people. Heracles has superhuman strength, but his life is marked by guilt, labor, and pain. Theseus defeats the Minotaur, but he also makes careless choices that hurt people close to him. This is why Greek myths do not simply say, "Be brave." They ask a harder question: what happens when a human being has more power, passion, or fame than ordinary life can safely contain? The hero becomes a test case for human greatness. Greatness can save others, but it can also break families, cities, and the hero's own life. Greek hero stories grew from several roots. Many began as oral stories, told aloud long before they were written down. Singers and poets changed details as they performed, so myths often have different versions. A story could also change because each city wanted to connect a famous hero to its own tombs, temples, families, or local history. Heroes were not always treated as purely fictional characters. Some communities honored them almost like powerful ancestors or local spirits. People visited hero tombs, made offerings, and believed a hero could protect a city or family. Later, poets such as Homer and Hesiod shaped these older traditions into famous literary works. The Iliad and the Odyssey gave Greek culture deep examples of glory, anger, war, suffering, and return. This background matters because myth was not only entertainment, it was memory, religion, local identity, and moral thinking at the same time. A hero story explained where a community came from and what human beings should fear, admire, or question. The basic pattern of a Greek hero story is powerful because it turns human growth into adventure. A problem appears, a monster threatens a city, a king demands an impossible task, a family is cursed, or a prophecy creates fear. The hero leaves normal life and enters a dangerous space where ordinary rules no longer work. The pattern often includes a strange birth or special origin, a call to danger, helpers or divine advice, a monster or impossible challenge, victory with a cost, and a return or transformation. Perseus receives divine tools before facing Medusa. Theseus needs Ariadne's thread to escape the labyrinth. Odysseus needs intelligence and patience more than simple strength to return home. This structure mirrors real experience. People leave childhood, face fear, make difficult choices, and discover who they are. The myth makes that inner process visible as travel, combat, danger, and return. The hero becomes heroic only by crossing a border between safe life and the unknown. Many Greek heroes stand between human and divine worlds. Heracles is the son of Zeus and a mortal woman. Achilles is the son of a mortal king and a sea goddess. Perseus is helped by gods. Theseus has both human and divine connections in some versions. This mixed identity explains why heroes can do what ordinary people cannot, but it also creates pressure. They are close to the gods, but they are not gods. They can suffer, choose badly, and die. The monsters they face also carry meaning. Monsters are not just frightening creatures, they often represent chaos, violence, or a world outside human order. The Minotaur lives in the labyrinth, a hidden place inside civilization. Medusa cannot be faced directly. The Hydra becomes worse when attacked badly. The Cyclops in the Odyssey lives without normal law or hospitality. When the hero fights a monster, the story is about more than strength. It is about entering disorder and restoring some kind of human order through courage, intelligence, and discipline. Greek heroes are impressive, but they are rarely perfect. A common weakness is hubris, excessive pride that makes a person forget human limits and act as if they are equal to the gods. This is dangerous because Greek myth often treats limits as sacred. The strongest quality of a hero can become the seed of disaster. Achilles' passion makes him great in battle, but the same passion makes him destructive. Oedipus's intelligence helps him solve the riddle of the Sphinx, but his certainty pushes him toward a terrible truth. Greek myths also ask how much control humans really have. Prophecies are common. People try to escape them, but their actions often help the prophecy come true. Oedipus is the clearest example. His family tries to avoid fate, yet each choice brings the feared result closer. The point is not simply that humans have no choice. The darker idea is that humans choose without understanding the full meaning of their choices. Achilles also faces a choice between a long, ordinary life and a short life remembered forever. Greek myth asks whether glory is worth suffering. One of the most important Greek ideas is kleos, glory or fame that lives after death. For many heroes, being remembered is almost a form of survival. Achilles does not only want to live, he wants his life to mean something so great that future generations will speak his name. This desire is powerful, but also dangerous. Glory can inspire courage, but it can also lead to pride, war, and early death. Another key idea is nostos, homecoming. In the Odyssey, Odysseus's return home is not simple travel. It is a test of patience, intelligence, self-control, and identity. After war and danger, a person may not be the same, and home may not be the same either. The hero must ask whether normal life is still possible after everything he has seen. This is why Greek hero stories still feel modern. Superhero films, fantasy novels, games, and dramas still use the same ancient logic. A special person enters danger, faces chaos, meets inner weakness, suffers a cost, and searches for meaning. Question 1. Why is a Greek hero not always the same as a modern good person? Answer 1. A Greek hero may be great, brave, and powerful, but also proud, violent, reckless, or morally dangerous. Discussion 1. Do you think a hero must be morally good, or can a hero be great but dangerous? Answer help 1. I think a hero can be great but dangerous when power is not controlled by wisdom. Question 2. Why do Greek myths often have different versions? Answer 2. They began as oral stories and local traditions, so performers and communities changed details over time. Discussion 2. Do stories become stronger or weaker when many generations change them? Answer help 2. They may become stronger because each generation adds meaning, but weaker if the main idea becomes confused. Question 3. What usually happens before a hero can become truly heroic? Answer 3. The hero must leave normal life, enter danger, face tests, and return changed or pay a cost. Discussion 3. Why do you think so many cultures have stories about leaving home and facing danger? Answer help 3. Maybe leaving home is a clear image for growing up, changing, and discovering identity. Question 4. Why are monsters in Greek myths more than just scary creatures? Answer 4. They represent chaos, danger, violence, or a world where ordinary human rules do not work. Discussion 4. What kind of monster do modern people face today? Fear, technology, loneliness, greed, or something else? Answer help 4. A modern monster could be something powerful that threatens human balance or dignity. Question 5. What does hubris mean, and why is it dangerous in Greek myths? Answer 5. Hubris means excessive pride. It is dangerous because it makes humans forget their limits and challenge divine order. Discussion 5. Can a person's greatest strength also become their greatest weakness? Answer help 5. Yes, because confidence can become arrogance, and passion can become anger. Question 6. What do kleos and nostos mean in Greek hero stories? Answer 6. Kleos means lasting glory or memory after death, and Nostos means homecoming or the difficult return to human life. Discussion 6. Is glory worth suffering, or is a long, peaceful life more valuable? Answer Help 6. I think it depends on whether the glory helps other people or only feeds pride. Final speaking, why do you think people still love hero stories thousands of years later? The Greek hero story follows a deep pattern. A special person leaves safety, faces chaos, receives help, makes difficult choices, wins or fails, suffers a cost, and becomes remembered. But the meaning is not simply that bravery is good. Greek myths ask sharper questions. What is the price of greatness? Can humans escape fate? When does courage become pride? Can a hero return to ordinary life? Why do humans need stories about danger and transformation?